What was the first movie you ever saw or remember seeing, and what did you like about it?
My first movie, Three Girls Grow Up. And I liked it because I was so young.
Who was that with?
Deanna Durbin.
What did you say?
Gloria Jean.
Gloria Jean. What do you like about Gloria Jean?
She just sang so nice.
Yeah. What recent movies have you enjoyed and why?
I saw Sylvia, and that was the best movie last week, and the best movie this week was Joy House.
What'd you like about Sylvia?
So much happened in it.
Like what in particular?
It starts with her very young, and she grows up. And she just lives a lot. And she dies a lot.
Any outstanding things that might relate to your films in Sylvia?
They're better than mine.
Really? Why?
So much happens in them.
What about the stars?
Stars are so good.
You'd like to do a film with Carol Baker?
No.
Why not?
She has too much acting ability for me.
Too much acting ability? People with acting ability are not the kind you need?
No, I want real people.
Do you judge films director by director, star by star, or film by film?
Film by film.
What films in particular do you like? Westerns, gangster films, musicals?
I like them all.
I like them all. How did you get started making movies?
I don't know. Sylvia last week?
I saw Sylvia in Times Square.
Oh, what did you think about Sylvia?
I was stunned.
Really? I was stunned too. That's an old movie. Just a sit-down movie.
You're going about making a movie now? What do you do in going about making one?
Nothing. No, pull that chair so it's more out in the open. Move it over there. Yeah, just right there. Okay, that's great. Oh, I know, we have to do something about that chair.
What are you going to ask Ted to do?
Just pretend that he's not doing anything.
Thank you.
in the new American cinema do you admire?
Jack Smith.
You really like Jack Smith?
When I was little, I always thought he was my best director. I mean, best, the only person I would ever copy, and just think he's so terrific. And well, now since I'm grown up, I just think he makes the best movies.
What in particular do you like about his movies?
He's the only one I know that uses color backwards.
Why did you disown Tarzan and Jane?
Because of Naomi Levine.
What was Rom Pom Ho?
It was Henry Rahmey and John Palmer and me.
What was it? What'd you do?
We started a movie company.
And what happened?
They all ran out on me.
Why did you go into sound?
Well, it's the only thing to do. I mean, when you make movies, you have to have sound with it.
Well, why did you make movies without sound before then?
Because it was the only kind of camera I had.
What about color?
My first color movie will be called Suicide, starting this week. It was last week's movie, but we didn't do it. We're doing this week.
And that'll be with?
Rock.
Rock, yes.
Oh, Jerry, will you go get the film for the color movie? Can you get the checkbook and... Yeah. And I'll write you a check.
Do you know exactly how many movies you've made?
No, we did a movie a week.
For a period of how long?
For a long time. But then we were doing a movie a day, but that was only like a 3-minute movie. But then we did one feature a week.
How can you keep track of them all, or don't you?
We don't keep track of them.
Do you consider yourself a documentary filmmaker?
I don't know.
Which of your films are you most satisfied with?
Screen Test and Couch.
Why?
I don't know why. Why do you like them, Jerry?
Why, Jerry?
Because sitting in the couch this morning, it made me feel that it was a human being that was a whole living thing in itself, the couch.
What about Screen Test?
No comment.
Could we ask him about the movie?
Oh, yeah. It's Ted Berrigan. What about the movie you just did?
What about it? Did you like what you did, or what?
Sure, it was wonderful.
You said tears were coming into your eyes.
I was looking at the light to see what it looked like, and... It's all really wonderful. I loved myself every second. I looked at the camera and it looked like the light made it look like a big blue flower. And so I looked at it each time until the flower effect wore off. And then I looked at the light for a few more minutes until it came on again.
Which of your films are you least satisfied with?
Well, the only one that didn't come out was Ivy and John, but only because of the film look of it or something like that. I don't know, but we're planning to do it over, and there were it was a lot of complicated things happening.
Anything specific on why it didn't work?
So many things happened. I don't know. It should have been right, but it well, the look of it so bad. I don't know why. It's just a.
What do you specifically want to do in films?
We'll just find interesting things and put them in. I don't know.
And film them?
And film them. We can ask Joe something. He's very good. Joe, is this the first movie you're ever making? Is this the first movie you're ever making? No? What was your second movie?
What's my second movie?
Yeah, what was your first movie?
Oh, I've been living with Ron Padgett.
Ron made some movies.
Ron Padgett made some movies.
Oh, which one?
Oh, he never gave a title.
Huh?
He never gave a title.
Home movies?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, where are they?
He hasn't.
Oh. Can we move that chair over here?
The backyard.
Future plans do you have in films?
Well, we're doing Juanita Castro on Saturday and Suicide on Sunday.
What do you eventually hope to do in films? Anything new from what you've been doing? Or
Musicals.
Musicals?
Yeah.
Who would write the music?
We haven't decided yet. The first musical will be tap dancing. Can I answer the phone? Would you?
Sure. I can come with you.
Hello? Yeah? Oh, all right. All right. I'm still reading it. Oh, yeah. But it's fine. You have to tell me. What is it? Tell me how you see it. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's fine. Well, you have to come over someday, will you? Yeah, someday next week, because I have a lot. I have to finish that off by Saturday, and so I have a lot of things to do. Well, why don't you call, let us know, will you? Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, we can talk about it when you, when I see you. Okay, bye. Oh, wow. Aren't you, you must be finished, yeah. I'm not sure. Are you? Does that sound different? Oh, okay. Huh?
Have you finished the movie?
I'm not sure. Oh, yeah, you've been finished for an hour.
Jill Brain has been finished for an hour. Okay, Hello, Bob Brown.
Bob Brown?
Yeah.
Where are you?
Down at the Cinematheque.
Right.
What are you doing down at the Cinematheque?
Working.
Working?
Yep.
Why are you working?
My job.
It's your job? What were you calling about?
Here's the story.
No. No.
He is with the National Film Board of Canada.
Yeah.
And he runs the Canadian Cinematheque.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Why, are you excited?
No.
No? Well, here's the story. He's coming down to New York because the Canadian Cinematheque is having a film week of experimental films.
Oh, wow.
So, he would like to look at some of your stuff.
Yeah, where's he from, Toronto?
Montreal.
Oh, Montreal, oh.
He's gonna be looking at stuff Sunday.
Yeah.
And, if possible, if you could see a few good things.
Okay. Alright, you mean come up to studio here?
Well, I can do either.
Yeah, that would be nice. Why don't you arrange it and then tell me? What's happened, because I'll be seeing you all those other showings. Oh, really? What party? Yeah, it's Sandra's. You were invited? Oh, terrific. Wow. Oh, great. I don't know. No, it should be nice. Oh, good. About 6 o'clock? Is Empire finished? Oh, because we're... Oh, because will it be finished by Saturday?
Yeah.
Oh, terrific.
So, what is
this,
the cocktail party?
Yeah. Come at 6, around 6, 6:30. Okay. Oh, just a lot of pretty girls.
Okay.
We'll see you in a little while.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
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 You know, we can't play. No, it'll just be very confusing. That's it.
Well, you can just say unplug on and...
Yeah, now we're plugged in again, yeah. I was always been fascinated since when they had the poll in the Village Voice of the favorite films. You were the holdout from the Carpetbaggers.
Oh, the phone's ringing again.
Yeah, we're going to have to ask the phone, yeah.
Oh, I'm going to get the phone. We're going to take it again.
Yeah.
It's just the sound is so nice.
Yeah.
Better ring once more. It's not ringing once more.
Oh, they finked out on us. Who was it?
Funny.
Oh, this is awful. Well, they weren't sincere, then. Ah, now they are.
Hello? Yes? Nancy? Our Nancy? Oh, Nancy, how fantastic. Who is this, Nancy? This is Gerard. Really?
Hey, listen, Nancy.
Yeah?
I'm calling you for a lot of reasons, but one reason is because this lady at the flower at Sandy Hawkins called me this morning.
Yeah?
She said she's giving a party. She's supposed to come. She doesn't know if you can remember.
You know, she just called 14 other people, and they're all calling me to remind me.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I think we shouldn't go. Should we?
Oh, are you serious?
Oh, yeah. She told me it was a party for me, and then she was canceling it.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't supposed to give a party for you about 2 months ago.
Yeah, 2 months ago.
And she didn't get it?
No.
Oh, I don't know. Who's calling? Who are the 14 people?
Huh? Nancy, you're being taped.
I'm being what?
Taped.
Am I?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. This is for the BBC. They're here. Yes, it's true.
Really?
Yeah.
What do I have to say, beautiful?
You can say awful things. No, say awful things. More awful things about Sandra.
The more libelous, the better.
No,
see, it's...
Pl- it's
no, it isn't Gerard. Nancy, you were on Gerard's list.
Yes, I noticed.
And I was, too.
Yes,
can we sue?
Huh?
Can we sue?
We certainly can. Can we get together and sue?
Oh, yeah.
Well, the list is published. Where's it going to be published?
It was published in Fuck You magazine.
Oh, great.
It's published in Fuck You magazine, and it's part of Fuck You Press.
Oh, what press?
are you soliciting
dead bodies? Yes.
What is this thing about WBBC?
Oh, they're coming tomorrow.
Oh,
okay. Hey, well, I'll see you later about 6.
I don't think I'm gonna go.
Oh, you have to go. Well, it's a party for me. Yeah, no, it really is.
You really mean you're not putting me on?
No, I'm not putting you on. Why are you in the Circle in the Square?
Because a friend of mine is doing a directorial project, and I have to do a scene at 9 o'clock.
Oh.
So I'm not able to get there.
Well, it's at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, well, she told me it's at 5. And then...
5?
Yeah,
she's crazy.
And then
I think she wants to rape you.
Yeah, you see, let me just ask you something.
What?
Who are the 14 people she puts up to calling you?
Naomi Levine.
Yeah.
Gerard. Yeah. Oh, well, please come at 6. We'll see you. All right? Oh, all right. Why can't you come? Okay.
Why can't I come?
Yeah.
Well, let me explain this to you. See, he's doing this scene.
Yeah.
And I've got to prepare the scene. I'm supposed to meet him in about an hour and a half, 1 hour. So I told Sandy that I would come to the party at 5 at the party where
yeah. Yeah, no one will be there.
So obviously, if I can't come at
6:30,
because it's
going to
be too late.
All right. Well, come later.
How late?
I don't... Gee, she wants everybody to get out at 6:30.
Oh, you mean
you
can't
come? No.
Oh, you're really putting me on?
Oh.
Yeah.
You didn't go to that party yesterday.
No, I didn't.
I didn't go either.
The
Christos
or the Barrels?
No, the Christos. Huh? No, it wasn't a party.
No, I think it was just a
French get together.
French get together on French informal.
Oh.
Hello?
Hello? You're being taped still.
I'm being taped.
Yes.
Who am I saying that?
For 1 minute.
Okay, well, give me a subject.
People? Yeah.
Could you talk to the interviewer because I have something to do? Okay, this is the tape right here.
People, any people, nothing in particular. You know, hate, love, sex. Any people. People you know.
People that I love?
Yes. Well, it's up to you, you know.
I know it's up to me, but I have laryngitis, and I have a very complex life in which a lot of people drift in and out, and I'm not very articulate about them on the phone, especially at what time is it? 4:25, but if you want to ask some questions, I'd be glad to ask them in succession.
Well, you could, you know, just give a farewell greeting, especially since you have laryngitis now. Oh, wonderful. Oh, what a life. With a gondolier?
Not with a gondolier, just in a gondola.
Well, who's going to drive, you know?
Me that's going to drive the gondola?
Yeah.
I have cats, Florence, cats.
What? Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Okay,
You from the BBC?
Oh, no, no.
But you don't
sound very English. No, I don't, sort of.
What is your name?
David Ehrenstein. All right, do you want to talk to Andy or what? Just a second. What's that? Tell her to come to where? He wants you to come to Sandra's. Yeah. What time are you going? He'll be there at 6:30. Okay, she says if you don't come, she'll call you there and make a big fuss. Okay, bye. Okay, bye. Okay, so shall we get back to the carpetbaggers?
What kind of film did they use in the carpetbaggers?
Well, it was Panavision, if I remember. Yeah, Panavision. Paramount uses, Technicolor. And the like. Was there anything particular dealing with subject matter or what?
No, it just had Carol Baker in, and I liked her so much.
It just.
So it's $84.33.
Mm.
You get it cheaper. Yeah, you get it cheaper. And now I've been buying 1,200 feet, and they're $43, I think. A roll. Eastman Kodak. It's TR9-1500. Yeah, I buy it from the company. No, the only place I did ever buy it was from Peerless.
Well, about the carpetbaggers, anything specific? I mean, no, the story and subject matter have always struck me as about as it's sort of supersonic representation of the American dream, sort of a jet propulsion of the American dream type thing. What do you think?
Oh, yeah.
That was it.
Yeah, that was it.
That was it. What other films? The New American Cinema seems very much immersed in the 40s. Or the 30s and early 40s. What about you?
The early 10s.
The early 10s, yeah.
That's just when movies began starting working.
Edison. Like Edison?
Yeah, I like Edison.
Has Edison been a big influence on you?
Oh, yeah. He lost a white wheel.
Tell us about that.
About what, the wheels?
The story of your life.
Oh, the story of my life. I'd have to
live it for you.
Couldn't tell it.
Mm-hmm. I have my wheel.
Oh, my mother. Oh, yes, I have a lovely mother.
You hold this a second. Talk
sure.
About your mother.
I'm
did tell you about my mother. Oh, let's see. She's Irish.
Irish?
Uh-huh. And she was born in the Ozark Mountains of Arkansas.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's Irish extraction, I guess, is the real word.
Yeah.
Now, would you hold it again?
Yeah.
It doesn't automatically make you an Indian. No, she was born there.
Yeah.
Started school at 7.
Mm-hmm.
And then she finished at about 13.
Mm-hmm.
She went through all the grades that they had.
Yeah.
And that was the end of her education until she was 54.
What?
That was the end of her education until she was 54.
Why?
Because she went to college when she was 54.
Really?
What college?
When were you born?
I was born in 1940.
How old?
40.
Really? You're a late baby?
I guess so.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know. I guess I was a mistake. I don't think it was a product of Planned Parenthood. In other ways, he was a mistake, yes.
Also?
Yeah, he was, well, maybe his birth wasn't a mistake, but almost all of it after that was.
Was he born after you or before you?
Before me. I think something happened to my mother when I was born or something like that. You know, I think her ovaries fell out or something.
Really?
Not sure.
Uterus?
No.
No?
No. My father would have divorced her if her uterus had fallen out.
That she had others afterwards.
No, she didn't have any more children.
Oh.
I was the last of 7.
Wow.
My father ended up going blind instead.
Oh. Where
is
he from?
He's in Arkansas.
Blind?
No, he's got a sight back in. They operated on his eye.
Oh.
Last year, as a matter of fact. He bore up under it rather well, I think.
What about your mother today?
Hmm?
What about your mother now?
Well, she's alive. I haven't seen her for 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Miss her?
No. Do you miss your mother?
No, mainly because I'm going to sing in about 5 hours from now, maybe.
Oh, who's that?
Somebody else can... Yeah?
Jeffrey.
Huh?
Jeffrey.
Supposed to be here.
Three. Mm-hmm. A little late, and your elevator doesn't work too well.
No, it goes up and down. This is all...
That's... Yeah, I'm just sort of...
Two books, as a matter of fact. One on how to make money, and the other book, what we'll make a movie about.
Oh.
It's a property whose name I suppose we shouldn't mention until we secure the rights to it.
Oh, Nelson Algren's Loan for Monsters. Which one of them?
It's the story called Showbiz Connections
by
Bruce J. Friedman.
Oh.
It's about Mr. Creevy. He's this old lecherous man, Lincoln-esque type. Man, who? Well, I'd ruin the whole story if I tell you, but it's got.
Oh,
it's
will make money.
Oh yeah, it's got sex. It's sex.
Well, that isn't a surefire thing. There are plenty of sex movies that didn't make.
Oh no, but this is funny sex. I mean, this isn't, you know, just bullshit,
this,
dirty sex.
Will
this is funny.
Be a big studio production or an exploitation film?
No. It's not exploitation. I mean, you wanted exploitation.
Exploitation film.
Well, yes,
Olga's
it sounds
House
good.
Of Shame and
no,
Sin in the Suburbs. Oh, yeah.
But
they're
it's
exquisite.
By the way, it's a property for Baby Jane Holzer.
Oh, it is?
Yes. Well, we've got to because this is perfect for her. There, she'd be just fantastic.
Would you hold this? I'll turn the volume up so we can get everybody.
Would be ideal for Baby Jane, and it's just it has two men and about five or as many women as we want, depending on how many. The basic story is. This guy, Mr. Creevy, helps another man, this other guy he meets in an elevator, as a matter of fact. See, and he's got a thorn in his foot, the other guy, and he just does. It came through his spats, it seems. See, so Mr. Creevy goes into the elevator and helps the guy by taking out the thorn. And so the other man, in order to reward him, sort of gives him, well, I don't know how he does it, but he gives him the opportunity to be...
it gives
him the chance to, what do you call it, to be on the scene when several ladies in distress are about to meet their end. There's a hostess on airlines that is about to crash, probably Eastern Airlines, you know. and all of a sudden, Mr. Creevy just sort of pops up, see? And he's really ugly and everything, but he is the last man in the whole world that she's going to see, you see? He's the last man in the whole world that she's going to see. Also, the ending is really great. What? Well, no, that's what I'm here to discuss today.
Do you think this is the type of stuff that Andy would do?
Well,
or
I
should
know.
Do.
I have another thing that Andy might want to do too. I just saw it today. It's called Motorcycle.
Oh, what is that, a book?
Yeah, it's a novel.
Why did you get that one?
Well, I just saw it. I don't know anything about it except it's a story about a girl who rides around on a motorcycle, and it's just translated, I think, from the French.
Oh, really?
Who's French?
It's a big fat book or a brand new book?
Brand new book, and it's got a pop art picture of a girl on the cover with a motorcycle.
That would be a good pop thing for Baby Jane Holster.
That too. Oh, that would.
The phone's ringing.
Phone's ringing.
Oh, we're gonna take another phone call. How many more?
Suggested, like he told me, the one guy finds out that people are worrying, you know? Yeah. That calling other people worrying. There was another thing that he suggested, Ron, that I asked you to call his wife. He said she might have a thousand or two around this.
Whose wife? Yeah?
Yes, he said she was very fond of you, and he was very nice.
Yeah? I just saw her. She was just here a minute ago.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Well, this is the thing. Now, I want to open the next place on whatever way it is, the 11th of... I can't see. Anyway, it's 2 weeks from this coming Friday.
Yeah.
Now, I've got all the stuff. I know where I can get everything of it. I know how to build it. Ron Curtis is like Carpenter. He's a painter. Does the stuff. He built me stretchers for like $20. It's still great.
Okay. Alright, I'll talk to you soon. Bye.